So things are moving quickly, but in terms of where we are today, a few basic questions. So we asked the audience, Tom, this is probably the most common question I get from oncologists in community-based practice. You've got a patient who has an EGFR mutation, has an objective subjective response, does well for a year, and now has slow but definite objective tumor progression. What do you do? And of course, a lot of controversy about whether or not you keep, you know, this comes up in a lot of tumors, breast cancer. Monday night, we're going to talk about anti-HER therapy in this regard. Continue erlotinib, add chemo, 22%, continue erlotinib, 11%, and then discontinue erlotinib seems like more of the group. We look at the faculty, though, and I see this, I think I'm seeing this in investigators pretty recently, like maybe the last year. And what I see, the first words here, continue erlotinib for a lot of these patients. Tom, any comments about this sort of concept?
So when I was asked this question over the phone, the difficult thing, it depends upon how definitive the tumor progression is and what kind of symptomatic burden this is causing for the patient. If it's purely on CT scan, and it says here that it's been slow but definite, which means it's been going on for a while, but now you're faced with a treatment decision. That's why I opted to continue the erlotinib and add chemotherapy. But if the story had been that the nodule went from 3.2 centimeters to 3.4 or 3.5 centimeters, and every scan it's 0.2, I would have just continued the erlotinib at that point. I think you have to have something that forces your hand in terms of what to do. But I just had a patient this week who's actually on one of Alicia's trials where we're treating with erlotinib and an investigational agent, and seven things grew, new nodules formed, there was clear progression, and keeping the patient on erlotinib to me in that setting didn't seem to make a heck of a lot of sense. But the idea of maintaining your erlotinib, because we do know there's a tremendous amount of genetic heterogeneity among the different sites of cancer. There'll be some sites that may have resistance, and it's not uncommon to find in patients who've had slow progression over 4 or 5 years. Some of these patients go 4 or 5 years, you may find that adding local therapy like surgery or radiation therapy could be useful. So in answering this question, I opted to add chemo because I thought that's what Melissa was trying to ask me to do, but I would have been...
Melissa's our faculty coordinator. Okay,
but I think you could have answered it just as well if it's very slow to continue your erlotinib.
So I've got to ask Corey, though, pulse erlotinib, what dose, what's the schedule? I know it's sort of your own concoction, not to be used at home, kids.
So this has been tried in special settings, particularly in CNS disease, anecdotal responses. I'm not aware of any publications yet. Generally 1,500 milligrams once a week, but again, I caution against using this off-study. I think my default option is still erlotinib plus chemo. And the point I want to make is you stop erlotinib in some of these patients who do have the mutation, they'll often flare. So unless there's some other compelling reason, I've made a complete shift in the last 2 years on that.
So we'll go to the next question, but I have to ask Mark, because you actually reported a case in the JCO of a patient who got this pulse erlotinib. Have you had any other patients you've treated like that?
I had one other. These were years ago before we did routine EGFR mutation, but clinically she behaved like she had a mutation and she recurred with carcinomatous meningitis, and I pulsed her with 600 milligrams of erlotinib twice a week. I got that from one of our brain tumor phase one studies, and she responded both in the CSF and on her MRI, and we did end up sending it to the JCO, and it's impressed. And it was, if I remember correctly, he had somewhere between 6 and 9 months of durability. She felt well and her symptoms went away and so on and so forth. So I think it was clinically meaningful.